Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We are keeping it local. We are featuring High Desert community issues, events, organizations, and individuals you don't want to miss. You can hear us right here, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960, plus listen online at talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning. As we start to finish up our celebration and recognition of Black History Month,
okay,
I am just over the moon because of this special guest. This gentleman has, and I have to say he and his wife actually have a very special place in my heart. But this gentleman, when we talk about an artist extraordinaire, he's the name that comes to mind for me. And it is my privilege, my honor, and with great joy and enthusiasm that I introduce to our listeners this morning, Mr. Charles Bibbs.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bibbs, I want to say thank you so much for being with us this morning. My question, I want to start off with a question to you, sir.
Okay.
And my question is, how do you define yourself as an artist?
Well, as an artist, as a creative being, okay, and I don't really know how to explain that, but my whole life has been one of imagination, one of what if, and what, you know, those types of things that when you go through life and you see things and people say that's not true, I always had the earning to prove people, yes, it can be done. Mm. Yes, this can be done if you just use your own imagination and try to fix things and solve problems. So, and I had that approach with my art,
mm-hmm.
okay? And not to follow trends.
Okay.
But create your own trends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Follow your own beliefs and follow your own imagination. Okay. And also learn what people like, even when they don't even understand what they like. So the beauty of the world is left to the artistic mind.
Mm.
Okay. The science of the world is left to scientists. Okay. But we as artists, we have to make the world livable, okay? We're the ones that designs from an old Taggart hut to a modern estate,
mm-hmm.
okay? It was the minds and the creativity of mankind that made life so much more pleasant. So that's basically my goal in life, my participation in the whole mix of things in our society. So that's me. I'm the person that make things believable when it can't be.
Well, Mr. Bibbs, I want to say this. For me, your art and you have always, for me, I define it as the storyteller of the Black experience.
Thank you so much for that, because that's one of the things that I tried to do is tell stories through the arts.
Well, you have done it phenomenally well, and that's why I'm so excited to have you here today, because I want to share with our listeners, with our audience, that there is just this expansive, beautiful exhibit at the mm-hmm. Riverside Art Museum mm-hmm. that's currently on display,
mm-hmm.
and it covers three floors of that museum,
yeah.
and it is your work.
Right.
And I want you to share with us today what that exhibit is. You named it or titled it Sacred Spaces.
Right.
Can you talk to us about that and what one can expect to see, let alone experience, taking in that exhibition?
Okay. Sacred Spaces is a new concept that I created to explain what art really does in our society, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a thing that people take for granted, okay? And artists, until they understand this, they can't even imagine how to make themselves viable in society,
mm-hmm.
okay? The sacred space is a belief, okay? And let me break it down to you this way. You live in a sacred space.
Mm.
Your sacred space is your home.
Mm-hmm.
That space in your home inspires you. It gets you up in the morning. It's not your job that you have to go do that gets you up. It's what you make your home, okay? I learned from an early age, okay, the power of that. I grew up in a household, okay, where we had a stern family household. Father was he was a taskmaster.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was a image of kindness and beauty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that household had something significant that I didn't even understand. I want you to hear this. Listen to this very carefully. The things in the early household were things on the wall. We didn't have art on the walls. But we had things on the walls in the homes that inspired us, and we didn't even know it. And those were pictures of granddaddy, grandma, family photos, okay? These were powerful images that got you up in the morning, that encouraged you when things were bad, okay? To have things around you that represent your struggles and your toils and your victories,
mm-hmm.
having those posters when your children make accomplishments, that sacred space is what drives you every day, okay? And I didn't learn until later when art came along. When you bought art, okay, you bought pictures of flowers and things like that that beautifies your home. Okay, that was a powerful introduction to your existence. Okay, but later on, the thing I did when I got married, I made sure that I had photographs of my own family.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand why I placed it in strategic areas of the home. Okay, but I understand that power now. Because I worked the same formula and the same miracle and the same process with my art. And this is why I called my whole exhibition Sacred Spaces, because it was a methodical message that I was presenting. And that message was not just for me, but for other artists and for people to get to the point where they understand how powerful imagery can be in our surroundings. When we build great buildings and edifices, okay, those were done for a particular reason, because it was a place where you spent most of your time,
mm-hmm.
okay, and the power of the subconscious mind grabs onto that. Okay, if you live in a drab, dull place, you're going to find out your personality is going to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you have nothing to inspire you subconsciously. And that's what art does, okay? You surround yourself with beautiful flowers in the morning,
mm-hmm.
okay? And keep things colorful in your household. You'll find out you will be colorful too.
Right.
And it's a powerful aesthetic thing that affects all of us emotionally. You can talk to any scientist, any psychologist, psychologist will tell you the same thing, okay?
Right.
The reason why this exhibit is called Sacred Spaces because sacred spaces for art is not in museums. It's not in art galleries. Okay? It's in homes.
Right.
That's where it really, truly lives.
Right.
That's when it touches the human aesthetics.
It's from our homes. Mr. Bibbs, let me ask you this. The artwork that is on display there, it spans how many years? How many years of work is that that we're able to see?
You'll see at least 55 years of work, but this exhibition is a collection. It's not only my artwork, it's the artwork that I've collected from my peers and my associates over that same period of time. Okay? So you'll see artists that are my companions in the same endeavors that I'm working with. Okay? You can see an artist called Paul Goodnight. You can
Yes.
see Jacob Lawrence. They're all in that exhibition. Okay? And these people are very historic, and they've accomplished a lot, and they too were able to give homage to the beautiful culture that we represent. Okay?
Yes.
To glorify it in ways that it's a constant glorification. You don't have to turn on a record and listen to Mahalia Jackson. You know, you can walk through your home and be inspired by imagery, which is the most powerful subconscious effect in our society today. It's what you see.
Right.
Okay? And to understand that, that's why I studied the whole effect of imageries to the human aesthetics. Okay? Sacred spaces is where it lives.
Right.
Sacred spaces could be in a museum, but the most powerful sacred space is in your home.
Is in our homes.
Yeah.
And I want to mention, too, that there is a high desert connection with this particular exhibit because our own Teresa Polly Shellcroft.
Yeah.
Her works, her quilts, beautiful works of art,
mm-hmm.
are displayed. And what I love about you, Mr. Bibbs, is you're so inclusive.
Oh,
right?
My goodness, yes.
I want to thank you for that. I know that our time is short, and I want to just give you the opportunity to, as we, close out this particular interview, because you'll be closing out Black History Month for us.
Okay.
Is there a specific message that you'd like to send to the community?
I would like to send the message to the community that you hold the power, okay? When we give homage to who we are, okay, it's in your home.
Mm.
It's where you live, believe me. Where you raise that child, okay? The subconscious connection, the visual subconscious connection, is the most powerful learning that imprints whatever you believe in into your soul.
Mm.
And the best way to give that is in your home, because that's when you spend most of your time.
Yes.
Okay? And I lived it. I lived it before I was an artist. And I didn't understand it until I became an artist, when I understand the power of the visual image in our society. Okay? It controls us. Even the color. Okay? The colors that you use to put in your home are so powerful. They can be calming and they can be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
If you really understand the psychology of color, the psychology of imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it can soothe you, it can anger you if you let it too. Okay, so there's things that are so powerful, and me as an artist, this power is one of the things that keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because before it was just a pretty picture, so what? But now it makes a statement, and it can change people's lives.
Yes.
If something that you look at day to day, it makes an impression on you, okay? And psychologists would tell you the same thing,
mm-hmm.
okay? Surround yourself in beauty, you will be a beautiful person. Surround yourself with ugly, you will be ugly.
Right. And so your message to us is to know, not necessarily find, but to know that that sacred space is our homes.
Yes, it. That's
right?
It. That's
where that lies.
And this is how, I'm going to close with this. This is how I empower other artists. Artists keep wondering, how can I be successful? I says, there's one thing you have to understand. In our society, there's walls. The walls belong to you. Okay? How many walls are there? Trillions of walls. That's a trillion opportunities. Okay? So don't give me this business about how to be successful. Okay? Don't come to me and tell me, I got this talent, but I don't know what to do with it.
Mm.
You got to sit down and understand your power before you can be successful in anything. It's just like a musician. He's got to learn how to play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But after he learns that, sky's the limit.
Right.
There's no limit to where you can go.
Right. So it's to start painting on those trillion walls,
Those are your opportunities.
Those are our opportunities. Mr. Bibbs, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, sharing with us. I want to encourage our listeners to get out because the exhibition is open until March the 5th, I believe.
Yes.
It's at the Riverside Art Museum. Definitely worth the trip and definitely worth the experience to learn how to value and find our own sacred spaces.
Yes.
Thank you
yes.
from the bottom of my heart for sharing with us today.
Thank you so much. And God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, Regina. It has been a wonderful Black History Month. We just heard from Charles Bibbs.
Yes.
It is it's been so much information. A Black History Month here in the high deserts all around the country has been amazing.
Yes. Positive. Just so positive.
And thank you so much for all of our incredible guests. If you have a favorite, please let us know, too, at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. I want to thank our wonderful sponsor, St. Mary Medical Center, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, sponsor of High Desert Dialogue Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Mm-hmm. St. Mary Medical Center, in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health, encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. So thank you so much, St. Mary Medical Center.
Yes. Glad they've joined us.
Yes. Awesome. As we close off Black History Month, we're getting ready for Women's History Month in March. So stay tuned for some incredible interviews. We already have a lineup of women that are going to be talking about
absolutely.
Some amazing things for the whole month of March.
Yeah, absolutely.
But before we get to that and sneak peeks about what's going on, we do want to highlight a couple of events happening to close out February Black History Month. And Regina, get started with that.
Okay. I'm really excited because actually today, February 24th, there are a couple of things going on. One of them is the High Desert Black Chamber, Roxanne, is hosting their second annual Black Business Summit.
Mm.
That's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at Adelanto Stadium. And if anybody needs any information, you can call 909-910-7327 for Terrence Stone. And then Desert Valley Hospital is having their Heart Strong event at Victor Valley Mall today,
yes,
10 a.m. to 1, so there's still time to get out there. This is a family-friendly event going on at the mall. And Roxanne, I think, who's going to be there? I mean, there's a number of things going on.
There's
right?
going to be so many things, and we did talk about this event earlier on High Desert Dialogue. There's going to be a fashion show.
Yes.
Our radio stations are going to be out there. Colleen Quinn will be broadcasting live from 10 to noon, so don't miss out on that. Health screenings, some vendors, again, the fashion show, and just an event to learn how you can stay healthy. There's going to be lots of resources, health screenings, and much more. So if you're interested in staying healthy, staying fit, bring your neighbors, bring the whole family. It's going to be a great community-free event.
Yeah, which is great. So we look forward to seeing everybody out there today. And then to close out Black History Month, which again has been amazing, just the wealth of information that has been shared. But Victor Valley College is actually doing a number of things and have done mm-hmm. a number of things for the month, actually.
They've had a lot of programs.
They've had
yes.
a lot of programs, but they're ending it on the 29th. They're at the college. There's an all-day event. There's panels with discussing mental health issues, business issues, just issues that concern community. They've got professional panels that will be hosting those discussions. And then there's all kinds of spoken word, dance, music, food, etc. That will be going on all day on the 29th there on the campus. Also, they've got this amazing Black History art display. It will be an art show open house.
Okay.
The show is called Resistance. And nice. It features all Black women artists. It has been curated by our own Teresa Polly Shellcroft, who is just phenomenal and amazing in her artistry. So get out there and see that. It's free to the public. I believe that goes on from 11 to 2, I believe it
okay.
is. There at the college in the PAC, in the Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
So that's there on campus as well. And then also on the 29th, there is a wonderful opportunity for kids and adults that's being put on in partnership with Millionaire Mind Kids.
I love that
Victor Valley College, their CTE department, and the Dreamers, Visionaries, and Leaders Project. This event is Career Preparation and Education Exploration Fair. Let me correct that. It's an exploration fair that's being put on at Millionaire Mind Kids. Their address is 15579 8th Street. This goes on from 10 a.m. to 12. It's free to the community. It's an opportunity to get out there and see a lot of what the CTE, Career Technical Education Programs that VVC offers, to meet firsthand those individuals who are running those programs, find out information about it, find out information about how your kids can get involved in concurrent enrollment at Victor Valley College. I mean, just a wealth of information, and it's free to the public. So that's going on also on February 29th. There's a lot happening.
There is so much. So we're going to add those events to our community calendar. And I have even more events, Regina, because it is just going to, I tell you, February, March is going to be very busy. We have Easter coming up in March as well. So stay tuned for more events highlighting Easter here locally in the high desert. So you don't have to go down the hill or anything like that.
I love it.
Yes. To finish off February, February is Love Your Library Month, and San Bernardino County Libraries still have their art contest going on. Submissions will be accepted until the 29th. The deadline for submissions is 5 p.m. So children ages 0 to 17, babies are invited to enter a library theme art contest. The winner's artwork will be printed on their library adventure truck. So that's pretty awesome, too. You can find out more at sbcounty.gov. Again, their art contest for the San Bernardino County Libraries. Also, your DVL project is having a scholarship program.
Yes.
A program that is going to invite everybody to chase their dreams. So don't be afraid. Chase those dreams. All High Desert senior high school and college students are encouraged to apply for multiple scholarships provided by the DVL project. Scholarship deadline is March 23rd. You can find out more by visiting dvlproject.com.
That's
going
right.
to be awesome. Also, again, we mentioned Easter coming up at the end of March, so stay tuned for more events about that. This is really awesome, too. The Victor Valley Community Services Council, if you didn't know this, they provide free services for seniors 60-plus and disabled adults. Some of the services include chores, fall prevention, assisted group shopping trips, and much more. If you are interested, you can find out more by calling them at 760-243-9646. That's awesome.
They are an amazing organization, Roxanne.
Yes.
They do extraordinary work for our senior population here. I can't say enough good things about them.
No, so that would be something, another organization we can talk to about more.
Absolutely.
And also I want to finish off by giving a sneak peek. Our High Desert Family Expo is coming up on March 16th. It is a free event, lots of community resources. We're looking for vendors, so let our radio stations know if you are interested. That's coming up on March 16th at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds. So we're really looking forward to that, and we will highlight that event as we get closer as well. So.
Yes.
So
I think
many
we're
events,
gonna
Regina.
Be there, right?
Yeah, we're going to be there as well.
There.
So stay tuned for more about that. But again, Regina, February has been tremendous. so many of our special guests, the wealth that you mentioned, information about their family's history, Black History Month locally here in the High Desert, has been superb. So I've loved every minute of it.
And I just got to say, Roxanne, I want to thank everybody for listening in and supporting us. I've been getting text messages and calls, so I know that you're out there listening. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And so let's just keep that support going.
Yes.
And we'll continue to do our best to bring interesting guests and bring interesting issues to the table of things that are going on in our community. But I just really want to say thank you to those out there who are continuing to listen and support our show.
Yes.
I'm having a great time.
We're having a great time as we close out Black History Month. We're getting ready for Women's History Month here in March. And again, if you're just tuning in, High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. right here on Talk 960.
Yes. So thank you. Keep tuning in.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening and being a part of our High Desert conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us and send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center in partnership with San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. Encourage you to visit myturn.ca.gov to learn more about COVID vaccines. Keep our community healthy. We'll talk to you next weekend.